with you, sir. What's in bring about these operations?
This operation, actually, a transnational organized crime implementer. Well, actually, we, TOCU, that is transnational organized crime, now 15 agencies now in form of this unit. We get the Saloon Police, we get the military, we get the ONS, etc., etc., immigration, customs, now in form of this unit. And one of the core principles, now intelligence led policing, precisely, and of course, interagency collaboration. So, not they do something just by one agency, all these agencies come together and within the operational side, with the headquarters, Hastings. The intelligence actually will be received, processed intelligence, where they indicate certain areas that can be by Mile 91. See the main community-based activities in them place and the Jamba farming no more than they. And this Jamba, then they grow them, you know, harvest them sometime, and they go do, then they go Guinea or Liberia, go do business, either on butter or cash. Then they can use the cash for buy things, then come back to the locations. Now the intelligence is all get. So we divide the implementation two phases. The first phase, Nakambia, we'll get for cover 5 villages. That between the 1st and 3rd of this month. The villages Masheka, Gwankofo, Fodeya, Bombasaya, Bafuri. So the villages and this Dixon Chiefdom. We go there actually, we'll be successful. We'll not get any confrontation. No confrontation, we will do work. Precisely, we'll get some seizures and we come back to the operational base. With the team, like a combination of assassins from the various agencies, you get the Saloon Police, we're not the uniform personnel, we get the OSD them, we get the military. Well, make take me time for explain the involvement of the military here. Actually, where they go, they operation them. In fact, with this one, just 2 military police, we go with. Then we get other 2 from another wing of the military. And their role really in for intervene in a situation we go likely involve a soldier man, not that telephone. But the operation proper, not really police business, we form of the TOCU.
All right. You did explain, so the first one we're doing, the first one to the third of this month, been successful. What did go wrong with the Mile 91 incident?
So Mile 91 now, we have been the 8th. Then left, then reach under the following day. When they reach 2 villages, they get for cover, Matibo and Masengbe. The first point of contact, then Matibo, where the first group been deployed. The people they cooperate. They receive the police, we will talk to them, they show understanding, and the operation started, if they go on well, the second team they get for split, go to the next village in Amasembe, that they will get armed resistance. It will be very fierce. They don't give the chance to the police for do their work. So more that they begin use sticks, then carry cutlass, even locally made petrol bombs, stones, then they stone the police or drive them to the place. Especially we, the police, they don't begin see what you go for. We na the Jamba, and for the person dealing drugs of that nature in this country, na a crime really against the state. So that's having an issue with the sticks. They carry cutlass, throw petrol bombs, stones, even vehicle. They get for stone them, they will screen the damage. So we get for apply minimum force when the use of tear gas canisters.
Tear gas or live bullets?
Tear gas canisters. The live bullet only come about when the gefo resound from the protesters or the crowd with a gunshot. Up to five times, then we arm response, then shoot at the air.
When I see the
shooter,
when I see the person, the shooter, the person will shoot nothing.
No, no, it was a sound that what we hear. It come from their own direction.
How many gunshots come up from the crowd?
Five.
And for that 5 days, we're not able for inside the suspects, we're not catch anyone. Pandem day, we're not able to catch gun pan.
No.
Not catch no gun.
No.
But still, the police convinced they be shoot.
Yeah, it's clear. That is clear. But
how we able to determine CSP? How we able to determine the sound of a gunshot and that of a petrol bomb? It's possible to say that a petrol bomb would have been as gunshot sound.
Well, as I tell you, we get professionals actually. Actually, the team is a combination of professionals. We get the ARP group, whether the OSD. These are well trained. People level, they know the classification of them things and they, so they can tell you precisely this gun, which source, I mean this sound, which source it come from, etc.
All right,
so it's very clear.
So now during that process, this whole issue of Abdul Kainsai, so how Abdul get in contact, because with because they send a live bullet make you die.
Well,
you can give me an idea as to how this boy gets in contact with
him. We deployed at the place and this situation may happen. Up to the point where the team left the village, you know, we get any report, you know, see any casualty, I mean, fatal. Up to the point where we left that place there. We come at 91 police station, we did it for some time, no report of that. Finally, for any situation, no go escalate any further, with the team decide for come back to base. So we don't get a report. Now, where they come, they will begin. Get reports. The first reports I get them from the LEC, where I call up, I talk to them. You know, now that he tell me. That tell me my team don't left for Canatona.
Okay, you just mentioned that one ago they used sticks, petrol bombs, and they may all cut last. Then they don't give you a chance of one doing operations. You said during the process, on I hear 5 gunshots. You say one self go into, I don't know if not during that process, one self shoots live bullets. On I ever shoot live bullets?
After we hear the gunshot,
mm-hmm.
The armed response shoots at the air.
On at the air, then shoots?
Yeah, it's at the air, up the air.
Well, how this boy die now?
Well, that's the circumstance. Well, thank God, he's under investigation by quite an independent people. So we'll know the cause of death. And I believe, say, today, as I understand yesterday, the autopsy, whether the postmortem, when they do an account, we don't really know how he died. But that's...
Exactly. So you don't know how he died. As far as Una concerns was successful, Una come back to the police station, and na later Una didn't get reports. But there's an issue. Normally, when they go do the operations, how Una they collaborate with the station within that particular area? There? Because as far as the LUC concerned, yesterday, tell we say this whole operation, they're not even aware. Now, later, when they cut the body of Abdul, then they notice something like that to happen.
Well, you know, a very good for make everybody know these are special operations. It's not like the common or ordinary operations. You know, easy for them to get such resources, mobilize together, we move for certain location or locations for implement that year, the special operations. And we don't need for inform the LUCs. Or the local police.
When the operations na in your locality, they do answer.
Yeah, that's how they come. That's what I'm saying. We don't need to inform them. This, we don't tell you the intelligence say the community activity is cannabis growing, right? And the local police, they are within that community.
And they are aware.
These things are going on.
They said maybe they are aware.
These things are going on. We don't know if they patrol up to that extent. And we don't get issues where police officers are complicated in with drug dealers or traffickers. The issues are all over.
So
then
they could not inform them?
We don't inform them. When we don't get that the ground will start to operation, we'll get the LUC informed. I mean, just in case we need them for any assistance, reinforcement, then he will come to aid.
The NDC on the ground, Mr. Kamara, he don't ever give police report like to say, then they get any kind of disturbances here in that area?
That's never happened.
The NDC never report?
No, that's never
happened. He never tell headquarters say, like, then kind of bad thing here, they happen, like, for say people in the into Jamba?
That's never happened.
But really, when I find out, it happened.
Well, what's it happen?
No, not good.
The Jamba will see plenty. Although they don't give you chance for now, we really execute.
Have you taken a Jamba?
Yes, plenty. 709 kilograms. I think you talk about when they introduce the subject.
So does that mean...
Then they don't give you chance for go to the farms.
Does that mean, say, Mr. Kamara, now because when I think, say, police not been the report, so that means, say, police been the cover-up, then kind of actions here, and I make, in fact, when I leave them out of this?
Well...
Especially 91 police.
I cannot say precisely. But as I tell you, we know they get them involved into their operations. Will they go? That interdiction, will they go? And once we're there at the ground, will they call and tell and say, we're there, a so mission, will they do?
What's up, the public will view this? Can you imagine the police, they in a whole division of itself, then kind of batia they happen, and now, una come on from town and una go there, una able for go see waiting, una young personnel una deploy in a particular locality they no ever see. These are the question the integrity of the police. Are coming, the country, Mr. Minister. You know the question the integrity of the police, because they say una no go tell the LUCs until likely because I don't get report on confirm say many times then say don't they involve into this. You know the question the integrity of the police.
I don't say we don't get report specifically on. On my 91.
No, I'm not mentioning my 91. Just say general view.
Yes, precisely. Mm-hmm. The general view. Right. Well, definitely, if they get involved into it, then the integrity of the police is questionable. But I cannot say they're really involved in it. But I tell you, the standard procedure of operation, mm-hmm. which is drug interdiction, mm-hmm. we they go without informing. The local
Why are net not doing this particular operation? Why
well, not on net. We travel overnight. Then we reach daybreak and deploy at the.
Is it 2 a.m. in the morning?
No, that's not correct.
Almost o'clock
after,
Adwan, sir.
After six.
In the evening?
After six in the morning.
In the morning. But yeah. The people loading at the village is saying at 2 a.m.
No, that's not correct. I'll tell you precisely. That after six in the morning.
Then kind of operation, they don't ever happen, Mr. Kamara.
Many times. In fact, one side before me came at this office, Medina also, where we go there 1 year, they've been pulled the Bangwani, society. Yes. Yeah, just like here, but 91 again, this village where we go, they've done already, they converge, they shout the society chant or lengthen it.
What's like this operation?
Yes, it's going to happen. I mean, they've done the try for do that, where eventually we'll get for pull out. So, but that other operation, as I say, Tom Cole, Limbaugh, or Medina, they pull out, but still we'll be able to put the situation under control.
Unable to identify, say, the farm they really did, because now down the people then, that is, unable to establish as police officers and say, indeed, they get Jamba farms on the other side. Sir.
The farms are there, as I tell you, the intelligence-led policing, the vast, big areas, they are there, as I talk to you, they're there. And that's why they put up fierce resistance for protect, because definitely after the house-to-house search, the second thing we've been doing, and the farms they will move to, where they distance from the villages somehow.
You mind them be loot people like us? Because then the people and say, when I take them granats, they will cut them, putting them there.
I don't really get a report of looting.
Somatic bid.
We take what you
go for. That's what I go find this, sir.
We take what you go for.
Bid and Okada, now I go look for.
No.
On a Jamba, I go look for.
We go look for Jamba, then anything we're connected to Jamba.
Okada connected to Jamba was in Ghana.
That's what I'm saying.
In
suspected proceeds of the Jamba trade when they do. So that is subject of investigation. We don't come with bait, we don't come with granite, but we come with fertilizer. We'll suspect, say, that they use them for fertilize the place when they grow the farms. or the jumper.
How now go investigate Abdul Enishiwe in the point at owner's police officers? How now go investigate that one day?
No, it's not possible. Let me investigate him.
We'll so now they investigate that one day because now the family point at saying a police shoots the bomb.